Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
What exactly did Tyler, the Creator, do to piss off so many people?
F***ing kids, man. These niggas get on my f***ing nerves, bro.
Let's be real. Tyler, the Creator, might be one of the most celebrated artists of his generation. From Grammy wins to critical acclaim, Tyler has curated a massive amount of influence over the music industry. With a multi-hyphenated resume that spans music, fashion, TV, and movies, there are few rappers out there who could lay claim to the kind of success Tyler enjoys on a daily basis. But what some Tyler fans might not realize is that their favorite artist is also one of the biggest bad guys in the rap game, and he has a long history of antagonizing his ops. But just how many celebrities are on Tyler's enemies list? That's why we're doing a complete breakdown of every single victim that Tyler the Creator has claimed during his decade plus career. How did Tyler become famous for dissing the industry's biggest pop stars? Which international politicians decided to beef with Tyler? And how did Tyler begin feuding with a man who was once his biggest inspiration? We've even dug through countless song lyrics and social media posts to give you a complete picture of why Tyler's former group Odd Future broke up. Was Tyler the real reason behind the group's downfall? And finally, we're gonna take a closer look at all those swirling recent rumors about Tyler declaring war against some of the biggest names in the business. With all that talk about Tyler beefing with Drake, Playboi Carti, and even his former collaborator Frank Ocean, are we really about to get the old Tyler back?
Be better than everyone, because I hate everyone, and I want to be better than them, and I want them to know that.
Tyler the Creator first shot to fame when he began ruthlessly attacking some of the industry's most prized celebrities. Way back in 2011, Tyler was still a relatively underground artist with an extremely niche following. That is until he dropped the music video for his breakout song, Yonkers. The highly controversial visuals featured Tyler eating a roach and unaliving himself on camera while also dissing some of the Billboard chart's hottest artists.
Damn, I'll crash that f***ing airplane at that f***ing nigga Bob's in it. Dad Bruno Mars and his goddamn esophagus.
Right away, Yonkers struck a chord with the entire industry. Not only was the music video completely unlike anything else out there, but Tyler was also gunning for some of the biggest names in the business. B.O.B. was a Grammy-nominated, chart-topping artist whose hit songs included Airplanes and Nothing on You, which also happened to be the breakout single for Bruno Mars. By putting these artists in his crosshairs, Tyler the Creator was not only announcing himself to the world, but also declaring war against the entire industry. He was drawing a line in the sand, telling people that this pop rap shit that B.O.B. was up to just wasn't on his level, and that Tyler was the guy willing to be more provocative and more dangerous than any of his peers. And it definitely worked. Yonkers didn't just put Tyler the Creator and his group Odd Future on the map, but it turned heads and forced critics to pay attention to what Tyler was doing. Kanye West declared Yonkers to be the best music video of the year, while Bruno Mars declared that Tyler, quote, would have to wait in line if he wanted to shocked me. And it makes people wonder just how many people wanted to Bruno Mars to begin with, and does he really have ops like that? But that's a conversation and a video for another day. Tyler, the Creator, though, he was far from finished, because now that people knew who he was, he couldn't stop brutally dissing every other celebrity who he happened to dislike. Tyler also started beef with Tegan and Sarah, a quirky indie pop duo from Canada. When Sarah criticized Tyler's use of homophobic slurs, Tyler shot back by mocking the fact that Sarah and Tegan were openly gay. Quote, "If Tegan and Sarah need some hard hit me up." Tyler decided to throw a similar diss at MC Lyte, long regarded as a female rap pioneer. On the Odd Future song Rella, Tyler rapped about MC Lyte's sexuality. Quote, "Let's get it poppin' like MC Lyte around some dykes." MC Lyte publicly responded by saying she felt the line was insulting. Tyler shrugged off Lyte's reaction during a radio interview, claiming, quote, "I don't know if she's gay or not, it was a joke. If she took offense, so be it," suggesting that she should just get over it. And if you look at Tyler's early career, this was clearly a big pattern. He dissed countless people and laughed it off when they said that they were offended. But it wasn't long before Tyler's nonstop trolling led to real life consequences.
I'll whoop your ass. Your girlfriend look like my mom.
In 2011, Odd Future was embroiled in a social media beef with none other than Chris Brown. The beef started when Chris Brown made a passive-aggressive comment about Tyler's friend and fellow Odd Future affiliate, calling him a young Kevin Costner. The comparison to Kevin Costner was clearly a put-down. Chris Brown was basically letting his fans know that he thought Frank Ocean was nothing more than a semi-talented industry ghostwriter and not a real star. Frank responded by comparing Breezy to a young Ike Turner, referencing Chris Brown's well-documented physical attack on Rihanna. And just like that, shit popped all the way off. Chris jumped out the window, dissing Frank, Tyler, and the entire Odd Future crew. He made a racially charged comment about them being casted for a new Planet of the Apes movie, while also accusing the group of devil worship. Quote, "Everybody claimed to be the devil till they meet him." Tyler responded by dissing Breezy's blonde dye job, comparing him to Amber Rose, and calling him a stunt double for a highlighter. Goddamn. But while Odd Future piled on, Chris Brown was clearly plotting on getting revenge. That summer, footage surfaced of Frank Ocean being chased down by Chris's cousins. Then, 2 years later, Frank got into an altercation with Chris and his entourage at an LA studio. On January 28th of 2023, Breezy reportedly attacked Frank at a parking lot, hitting him in the face and sparking an all-out brawl. Frank would later tell the police that Chris Brown reportedly called him a fag and that someone threatened to bust on him. And Chris pulling up on Frank Ocean sparked a debate. Did Tyler the Creator escalate things by trolling Breezy on social media, and was he responsible for putting his friend in harm's way? Tyler's antics even got him in trouble with the government of the United Kingdom. In 2015, the UK's Home Secretary Theresa May made the pretty radical move of outright banning Tyler the Creator from entering the country. May cited Tyler's lyrics as evidence that he encouraged violence and intolerance of homosexuality, and that he fostered hatred. Basically, all of Tyler's shock raps that he made, from dissing B.O.B. and MC Lyte to outrageous anti-gay lyrics, had come back to haunt him. In an interview, Tyler blasted Theresa May's ban as potentially, quote, racially motivated, claiming that white artists with similar shock lyrics hadn't been banned from the United Kingdom. But at the end of the day, Tyler had to acknowledge that his out-of-pocket statements had begun to really hurt his career and his bag. And that very same year, Tyler ran into similar trouble when he tried to tour in Australia. Footage from an earlier Australian tour went viral of Tyler calling an activist named Talitha Stone a, quote, "fucking bitch." The footage helped promote a petition that called for banning Tyler from entering the country, claiming that he promoted and violence. While Tyler didn't receive an official ban, the pressure was enough that he abruptly canceled his Australian tour weeks before it kicked off. Tyler had clearly struck a nerve, and he was beginning to pay dearly for it. But some of the most immediate casualties of Tyler's skyrocketing fame were actually the people that he came up with.
Some people can only judge you based off what you've already done. So like, when I would tell people like, "Hey, I'm gonna get a Grammy," people are like, "Ooh, this nigga is tripping," right?
When Tyler first blew up, he was a de facto leader of Odd Future, an LA-based collective that included rappers, musicians, singers, filmmakers, and skaters. More than anything, Odd Future was supposed to be a rebellious counterculture movement that stood apart from the mainstream, and the group minted some serious star power. While Tyler might have been the group's most famous figure, other artists like Frank Ocean, Earl Sweatshirt, and Sid also built their own fan bases and movement. But as Tyler's celebrity grew, the cohesion of Odd Future began to splinter, and some members directly blamed Tyler for the group's slow-moving destruction. In 2015, the tensions inside of Odd Future burst out into the open. During a performance at Club Flog Nau, an LA-based music festival literally thrown by Tyler, Haji Beats took the stage and delivered a revealing rant. Quote, "Nigga got me f***ed up. I put too many n***s on. I helped too many of my motherfucking friends out. And n***s gonna come foul. And you know who the f*** I'm talking about, nigga. And yes, it's getting real. I love you, though." After his performance, Haji jumped on Twitter to double down on his accusations. Quote, "Think about who built the name OF together as a you."
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Like, a lot of it. Yep. That's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Now think about who took the first initial shit on OF. Haji even directly named Odd Future members who had allegedly jumped ship, all because of Tyler. Quote, "Treat us like we're disposable. Haji Dom's left Mike G. Where Earl go? I know he had no part in the carnival. Real recognize real. Gone." While Haji later made amends with Tyler, his crash out sparked serious questions. Why exactly do so many members of Odd Future now refuse to work together? Despite Tyler's years-long association with the notoriously reclusive Frank Ocean, Frank has refused to make an appearance at Camp Flog Nau. Their last official musical collaboration was in 2017, nearly a decade ago. And just days ago, on July 24th of 2025, diehard Tyler fans discovered that he had unfollowed Frank from social media. The news sparked rampant speculation that new beef might be brewing between the longtime friends, driving home the fact that Tyler's Odd Future days are completely behind him. But Tyler doesn't only have issues with old friends. He also sparked tensions with one of his biggest idols. Back in the day, Tyler the Creator was an avowed Eminem fan. Not only was Tyler tapped in for some of Eminem's international tour dates, but he was vocal about how much he looked up to the real Slim Shady. Tyler even heaped praise on one of Eminem's most divisive albums, Relapse, where M notoriously raps in a bad Jamaican accent about impregnating Hannah Montana. Which honestly makes sense why Tyler is a fan of that. However, as Tyler's fame grew, something changed. He began to openly shit on Eminem's music a lot. Tyler trashed Eminem's Shady XV album in 2014, calling it, quote, "ass." In 2017, after Eminem debuted a collaboration with Beyoncé called Walk on Water, Tyler responded on social media saying, quote, "Dear God, this song is horrible. Sheesh, how the f-?" By 2018, M clearly had enough. After surprise dropping a new album called Kamikaze, M responded to Tyler directly on the song Fall. M's Tyler diss caused an immediate uproar, with activists criticizing him for using homophobic slurs. Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, who contributed vocals to Fall, distanced himself from the record, claiming that he didn't agree with M's lyrics. M later expressed regret for calling Tyler the F-slur, admitting during an interview that he had gone too far. But he also provided context as to why he decided to diss Tyler back.
"I was angry when I said this about Tyler. Every time I saw this kid, like, always so cool to you. I loved his energy. Yeah. He was a funny dude. Like, he's super charismatic and shit. But I'm sitting back like, man, at what point do I have to say something just to defend myself.
While the Tyler Eminem feud eventually fizzled out, Tyler eventually went public with regrets of his own. During a 2024 sit-down with Maverick Carter, Tyler admitted that he wanted to apologize to his former idol in person.
He probably felt like I was attacking him. I thought I was just like, I don't like the music. He was in a different part of his life and probably felt like I was attacking him. And now I feel so bad about saying that stuff because my perspective was so limited. I felt terrible. And if I ever see him, like, I want to tell him that, like, in person.
But Tyler wasn't nearly as forgiving when it came to DJ Khaled. In 2019, Tyler, the Creator, and DJ Khaled were both slated to drop their brand new albums on the same day. Tyler was releasing his neo-soul album, Igor, while Khaled was putting out his brand new project, Father of Assad. And in the ensuing sales battle, Tyler emerged victorious. Igor debuted at number one, pushing Khaled's latest release to number two. And instead of graciously accepting second place, Khaled decided to crash out online. In a video uploaded to social media, Khaled trashed Tyler's album as, quote, mysterious, while defending the longevity of his own music.
You know, it's playing everywhere. It's called great music. It's called albums that you actually hear the songs. Not no mysterious shit and you never hear it.
Tyler later crowned Khaled for his response, arguing that the runaway success of Igor had compromised Khaled's obsession with being number one.
Because his whole identity is we the best, we the number one. And when the underdog took that away from him, the ego was deflated.
Tyler had gone from being an industry outsider to a chart-topping trendsetter, and this was clearly ruffling feathers. To this day, Tyler continues to piss off other artists to the point that new beef may very well be on the horizon.
You know, it's okay to move on and switch things up.
Rumors are currently running rampant about Tyler, the Creator's reported issues with some of his peers. During a guest appearance on the Clip song POV, Tyler hinted at tension between himself and an artist who he had previously worked with. Quote, little feature threatened to sue, tell your lawyers to set the fee. Shortly after the verse dropped, reports leaked that Playboi Carti's team had filed a cease and desist against Tyler. According to insiders, Carti's vocals on Tyler's 2024 song Thought I Was Dead were apparently supposed to be removed, but somehow they still popped up on a vinyl pressing of the album. It seems like there's bad blood brewing between Tyler and Carti. And given the huge stature of both artists, beef between these two A-listers has the potential to divide fan bases sharply. There's also been rumors that Drake is unhappy with Tyler's appearance at Kendrick Lamar's Juneteenth pop-out concert last year. Tyler and Drake have a history that goes back years. In one notorious incident, Drake was a surprise headliner at Tyler's 2019 Camp Flog Noah Festival in LA. Tyler reportedly personally called in a favor for Drake to appear at the festival and also requested Drake to put in some of Tyler's personal favorite songs on the set list. But the situation backfired in a major way. Diehard Odd Future fans booed Drake off the stage because they expected Frank Ocean to be the surprise headliner, not Drake. And with that, Drake was forced to cut his set early. And while Drake was diplomatic about the situation in subsequent interviews, him getting booed out of LA was still a pretty public L. While Tyler has stayed mum about Drake's well-documented issues with Kendrick Lamar, it's very possible that Drake saw Tyler's pop-out appearance as a personal betrayal. On Drake's new song, What Did I Miss, he not only references the pop-out, but hints at issues with his old friends who switched sides, leading to the guess that he might be aiming at none other than Tyler. Quote, I saw bro went to pop-out with them, but been riding gang since headlines. During a recent appearance on Hot 97, Tyler defended his role at the pop-out, claiming his appearance there was strictly out of love for his city. Quote, I'm an LA baby. Are you crazy? You think I'm not about to pull up to the pop-out? With Tyler standing firm and Drake sending shots, are we really about to see the old Tyler squabble up, or has he actually turned a new leaf? If you want to know more about Tyler's controversial reputation in the rap game, I've already done an entire breakdown on why hip-hop refuses to respect him. Check it out.